the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Nay Edmond. And as we prepare our hearts for prayer, let us believe God, because God can do all things. As we are about to be led in prayer by Dr. Sheila Hameen, let us pray.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask for mercy. Oh, God, we ask that you will look upon us right now, Lord, as we pray before you. Whatever is in our heart, oh, God, please have mercy on us and forgive us. Lord, remove it from us right now, anything that should not be there. Oh, God, and make us presentable unto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will purge us, that you will wash us, sanctify us, and clean us up on the inside and the outside. Oh, God, that we may be used by you. Oh, Lord, we call on you for strength tonight, oh, God. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord, and build us up where we're torn down. Oh, my God, we come to you on behalf of those who have tuned into this broadcast tonight, asking for a special blessing. Oh, God, bless each one who has called in tonight. Bless them, Lord Jesus, in a special way. Oh, my God, let the blessing overtake them. Let the blessing come upon them even now while we're praying this prayer. Those, Lord God, who are weak in the faith, we pray for strength, Lord, that you will strengthen their faith. Build up their faith, oh, God. Take away all the doubt. Take away the unbelief, Lord. The drawback, oh, God, the hesitancy. Take it away, my God, and give them holy boldness. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know you are able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing impossible unto you. And we call on you tonight, Lord, for miracles. Oh, my God, we stand in need of miracles, Lord. We stand in need of the way being made, doors being opened for us, my God, that we may do your will. And we need divine intervention, Lord. We need you to intervene for us. Oh, my God, we need you to fight for us, oh, Lord, and take up the battle and fight on our behalf, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bind the enemy on every side. Destroy his works right now while we're praying, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Tear down strongholds, my God.
Yes.
Loose the shackles right now. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Oh, my God. Break every chain in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we're depending on you right now. We pray, God, for healing for those who are sick in their bodies, those who are racked with pain, those, oh, God, who are afflicted with diseases, and with illnesses and viruses, we pray right now, God, that you will rebuke all of these conditions and make them ever with whole. In the name of Jesus,
in the name
Lord,
of
we believe you for the miracles, for the healing. Oh, God,
Lord.
We believe you for the deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God, and let your holy will be done. We ask you, Lord, to bless on this broadcast tonight, to send forth your word, Lord, and anoint the speaker tonight, Jesus. Let your word have free course. Let it reach every target, my God, and accomplish whatsoever you send it out for. But we know, God, that whatever you send your word out for, it will accomplish that purpose, and it will not return to you, void. But, Lord, reach out to the backslider. Oh, my God, have mercy and help the backslider to return unto you.
Yes.
Those who are seeking to get back, my God, and we ask that you will make the way for them and help them to make it back before it's too late. Oh, Lord, give them a little more time. Please, Jesus, have mercy on their souls in the name of Jesus. And reclaim them, Lord. Restore their souls. We know you can do it.
You are God of compassion. You are God of mercy. And we believe you tonight, Lord. We ask you to please remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, my God. Move by your power. Let your will be done. We believe together this night, the Lord, and we touch and we agree. We claim it by faith, and we give you thanks. We count it as done. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your touch. Thank you, Lord, for your intervention. We thank you for your visitation. Thank you, hallelujah, for healing, Lord. We thank you for encouragement. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, my God. And we ask, Lord, that you will accept our prayer. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Dr. Evangelist Cheryl Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 123rd number of Psalms. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O that thou dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their master, and their eyes of a maiden unto the hands of their mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 123rd number of Psalms. At this time, we want to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Cheryl. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Henry Edmond, for Chris Lane, Sister Mary Edmond, the bereaved McFadden family, Michael Carr, Brother Seti Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, Maria McBride, Robin Mansay, Steve Allen Sr., Juana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Idell, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, those are all of the announcements that I have. And now we want to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I am so happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight, and so happy that all of you took the time out to
tune in, and I believe that God has a blessing for you, and all you have to do is just join in and give praises to the Lord. Lift up his mighty name, amen, because God is worthy to be praised. And I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for the opening scripture. Thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done. And thinking on that scripture, how the psalmist began to say, unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwelleth in the heavens. It's like,
yes,
I totally depend on you, Lord. You're the only one who can help me. And I'm looking to you tonight. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You are the one that dwell in the heaven. You're the only true and living God. You are the God of the universe. You are the God that owns everything and everybody. And I lift up my eyes to you, as in the scripture saying, to lift up your eyes unto the hill from whence cometh your help. Your help,
yes,
cometh from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So
yes,
this is personal. We have to make it personal for us. I will lift up my eyes unto,
yes,
you from whence cometh my help. Amen. And our help is from the Lord. He's the one who made heaven and earth. And I'm just excited. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord's day. And I'm happy in this day. I'm rejoicing in this day. It may be some inclement weather on the outside, but in the,
yes,
house where I live, on Annapolis Road, hallelujah,
yes,
oh,
yes,
glory to God, there is joy in this,
sure,
house. There's happiness, mm-hmm, in this house. I may be the only individual in the flesh in the house,
that's
but
right,
God is in the house with me. Well, thank you, Lord. Praise,
yes,
be to God. And I hope y'all don't mind, but I just feel like giving God a little bit of a praise of his worthiness. He's worthy to be praised in the morning, afternoon, at night, in the evening, whenever, all day long, all night long. He's worthy. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise
thank
the Lord.
You.
He's had mercy on me. And it seems that the psalmist is pleading for mercy because of the proud showing contempt or disrespect,
mm-hmm,
looking down on others, feeling like they're so much more than them. Oh,
yep,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But that's all right. God made us,
yes,
and he knows who we are. And regardless of how people look at us or look down on us or frown on us or whatever, hallelujah.
Yes.
God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
He has had mercy on our souls. And we just continue to wait for the Lord. We continue to look to him, because that's where our help comes from. We're,
amen,
waiting for the mercy of the Lord. And the Lord knows we need his mercy. Glory,
amen,
to God. I'm excited. I'm going to get on out of the way. Amen. And I just want you to prepare now to hear the word of God. Prepare to listen for the voice of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't let anything distract you, but listen carefully to the word of God as the scriptures are being read. When those scriptures are read, listen very carefully, because God, he speaks through his word. And as we prepare now, I will present to you our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray for her and along with her that she may minister as the Lord leads. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction. And it sounds like is ready to go forth. We're not going to hold you back. We'll let you go. When the Lord take over, that's what I want. That's what I wait for. Glory,
yes,
to God. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank him for the word of the day. I thank him for this day being the Lord's day. Glory to God.
Yes.
I heard John when he said, and I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Glory,
mm-hmm,
to God. He was caught up in the spirit, even though he was out on the Isle of Patmos. But he was caught up in the spirit of God. That's what,
yes,
we want. We want to be caught up in God's spirit. Get out of self. Let self go. and praise God. Doesn't matter where you are. You might be in your living room, in your kitchen, in the bedroom. It doesn't matter. You can go forth and praise God and give God some kind of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. It's time to give God some praise because it is due unto him. It's due unto the Lord. Glory to God. I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his answers. I mean, and I thank God for this broadcast. That was not my message, but my message tonight is, if you open your mouth unto the Lord, don't go back. Hallelujah. If you open your mouth unto the Lord, don't go back. And my theme is, keep your vow. God,
yeah.
A vow is a promise. Hallelujah. And I believe every born-again believer in Christ had made a vow unto the Lord. It might have been great or small, but it doesn't matter how great or how small it was. We must keep our vow unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to the Word of God in the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter, and verses 20 through 22, and also in the book of Judges, the 11th chapter, and begin with verse 1. I'm going to begin reading with Genesis 28 and verse 20. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Hallelujah. And this stone which I have set pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth unto thee. This was Jacob, and he vowed this vow unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He made this promise unto God, and he put this word out to God. He said, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, hallelujah, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, give me food to eat and some clothes to put on, hallelujah, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillow shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth of thee. He made this promise unto God that he will give, surely he will give the tenth unto thee. Hallelujah. All he wanted was raiment and clothes, food to eat. Hallelujah. And he made this vow unto the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, if we make a vow unto the Lord, can't afford to go back on our vow. Each of us know the vow that we made unto God. Each of us know in our hearts whether or not we are fulfilling the vow that we made unto God. But I thank God for the word of God. Now we're going to go over to the book of Judges. Hallelujah, the 11th chapter. And we're going to start with verse 30. Praise the Lord. That's verse 30. And Jephthah bowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hand, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. I'm going to read on a little further. So Jephthah passed over unto the children to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hand, and he smote them from Aroer even till thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyard with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him, timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. Hallelujah. I believe Jephthah, hallelujah, he was a Gileadite, and he was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah, and Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah. The wife's sons grew up, and they just cast Jephthah out. Why? They cast him out because he was the son of a harlot, and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. You'll find this in Judges 11:1-2. You see, he thrust Jephthah out. He didn't want Jephthah to receive of his father's inheritance. He said, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. Vain men. Hallelujah. Just vanity. They went on out with Jephthah. And it came to pass in the process of time, Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tooth. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we might fight with the children of Ammon. Yet now see that they cast him out, but they had to go back and get him. Hallelujah. And they wanted him to fight with them. Hallelujah. And Gilead, did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are you coming to me now when ye are in distress? They got in distress, and it was time for war. And they went and call for Jephthah to come and help them fight. Hallelujah. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head. Hallelujah. He began to question them, and he wanted to know that if he bring home again the fight against the children of Ammon, that the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. Glory to God. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and cap of them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, hallelujah, because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt from Arnon even unto Jabbok and unto Jordan. Now therefore restore these lands again peaceably. They wanted Jephthah to restore the land back unto them peaceably. They wanted him to fight against the children of Ammon. Hallelujah. And the reason they wanted Jephthah was because he was a mighty man, and he was a man of valor. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes the devil, he thinks he's doing you harm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He knows that you are a child of God, and he puts you, they don't like you, so they want to get rid of you. Hallelujah. But then they had to go back and get Jephthah again, because he was a mighty man, and he was a man of valor. Glory to God. And they needed somebody like that. That's who God wants. He don't want no coward soldiers. God wants somebody that's strong, and that's strong in the faith, that's willing to do his will. Hallelujah. And we're going to go over to the 30th verse. And Jephthah vowed unto the Lord. Now here, he made a vow unto the Lord, which is a promise. Glory to God. He promised unto the Lord and said that thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hand. Then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Hallelujah. You see, Jephthah mouth unto the Lord and made this vow unto the Lord.
Amen.
He said, hallelujah, it shall be that whosoever cometh forth of the door when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, when I come back from war, and whoever meet me at my door, hallelujah, when I come back, they shall surely be the Lord, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. But he didn't know who was going to come to the door. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So Ammon, hallelujah, was taken. Jephthah, Ammon, hallelujah, in the 32nd verse. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands, and he smote them from Aroer even till thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards with a very great slaughter. He slaughtered them, and the slaughter was great. Hallelujah. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued. They were conquered. They were overtaken before, hallelujah, the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah, unto his house, to his own house. And behold, take note, look now, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances. She began to praise the Lord. She began to praise with dances and with the timbrel. Hallelujah. Yeah. And she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes. He began to tear his clothes. Hallelujah. And said, alas, hallelujah, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes we make vows unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we say, Lord, if you do this for me, do your will. Lord, if you give me this, I'll use it for you. Hallelujah. I'll go where you send me. I'll do what you want me to do. But how soon we take it back. Hallelujah. And when the test and the trial come, we don't know what is coming our way. We don't know what we have to endure. Hallelujah. We don't know what's in the plan. And sometimes, hallelujah, the very thing that we say we will do, it hurts us to our hearts when we have to go a different way. And this is what happened to Jephthah. Hallelujah. He put his word out. He made his promise. Hallelujah. He vowed his vow. And his only daughter, he had no sons. He had no other daughters. But he just had this one daughter. And he had to give her up. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He put his word out. He said, I have opened my mouth unto the Lord. And I cannot go back. Hallelujah. When we put our word out, when we bow a vow unto the Lord, we can't go back on it. We can't renege on it. We have to go forth and do what we promised we would do. We have to do what we said we were going to do.
to do. We have to do what we vow that we would do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your vow. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, hallelujah, he said in his word, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. Hallelujah. For he have no pleasure in fools. Hallelujah. Pay that which thou hast vowed. The word of God says in Ecclesiastes 5:4, he said, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Now, this is what the Lord said. He said, pay that which thou hast vowed. He said, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Glory to God. It's better not to say anything at all. Sometimes old Satan will try to make you be rash with your words. Hallelujah. And you'll say something and you don't even mean it. Glory to God. Bow a vow and no, you don't mean it. Say, Lord, if you deliver me from this job, I'll go to work for you. The Lord had delivered them from the job, and they still working. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Yes, Lord. They still going to work. Hallelujah. They still out there working. God done blessed them so they could be able to retire and get benefits. Hallelujah. And they still working on a man's job. Hallelujah. When there's so much work out here to be done, there's so many souls that need to be saved. But glory to God, we are taking our time to do what we want and forgetting about the vow that we made unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We can't go back on our vow. If you did, hallelujah, get on up. Go back to God and ask God to forgive you. Help you to do what you said you would do. In the name of Jesus, we have to learn not to make a vow, then to make one and break it. Glory to God. We got to learn to keep our vow, whatever it is. And sometimes it could be detrimental to us, but we got to keep our vow. Our word is our bond. We can't keep our word. Who is going to trust you? Who is going to believe in you? But our word is our bond. Glory to God. We have to keep our word, keep our vow, keep our promise, the promise that we made unto the Lord God Almighty. And you know something? Glory to God. If we keep our vow, the vow that we made unto the Lord, we can pray unto our God, and he will come and answer our prayer. Yes, he will. The word of God says in the book of Psalms, thank you, Jesus, the 50th number of Psalms, and the 14th verse, he said, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And the 15th verse says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. And I said,
I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But we got to keep our vow. Do what he told us to do. Go where he told us to go. Hallelujah. Fulfill the will of God. Do the work of God. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter who don't want you to go. Says it can't go. If you bow to bow unto the Lord God Almighty, it's better to obey God and pay thy vow. Hallelujah. Don't be like the foolish. Hallelujah. There, go on like it ain't nothing. But we got to pay our vow and keep our vow before the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. His word is true. His word will last. His word is going to stand. I heard old man Job said, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. You know you can make your prayer unto the Lord, and he will hear you if you keep your vows. Hallelujah. That may be the reason why God is not hearing some, because they have not kept their vow. They made the vow, but they have not, hallelujah. They said, I will praise God all the days of my life. But if you look at them, they're sitting down on God. No song, no praise, no dance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're not praising God. They're not lifting up Jesus. They're not telling what God has done for them. No testimony. Hallelujah. But we got to keep our vow. Then in the day of trouble, the Lord, I said, the Lord, he will answer our prayer. He said, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Glory to God. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Glory to God. For thou, O God, hast heard my vow. God heard your vow. I didn't hear it. God heard it. And he's going to pay you accordingly. We have to keep our vows. We're living in this time where Satan is trying to make people take it back. They made the vow. They opened their mouth. And now it's testing time. And Satan is telling them, you don't have to do this and so. You don't have to do that. But we have to do that. If we open our mouth unto the Lord, we cannot go back. Hallelujah. The Lord heard our vow. He heard us when we made that vow. Glory to God. He heard us when we said, yes, Lord. I don't know. I don't know if everybody who said, yes, Lord, really meant it. But I know when the Lord got a hold to me and I began to say, yes, Lord, glory to God. At first, I was saying it, but I was saying it because the Lord was quickening me. He was whipping me, and I was saying, yes, hallelujah. But after a while, the Lord got serious with me, and he began to say, do it or die, hallelujah. And at that time, I began to open up my heart and say, yes, from my heart. the tears began to roll down my face, I said, yes, Lord. I began to say, yes, hallelujah. And he told me what he wanted me to do. Glory to God. God proved himself that very day. I knew what he wanted me to do himself, not only to me, but he proved himself before all the congregation. So right. God, he does not leave himself without a witness. He will do just what he said he would do. Sometimes the devil will try to cast you out, and he don't want to hear what you have to say or see the Lord work in you or move in you or use you in the service. But one thing about it, God got a way. Hallelujah. He made the way for the children of Israel. He caused their enemies to fall. Hallelujah. And that one that they look down on, because sometimes they look down on you and say, oh, I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think they've been called to do this. I don't believe that. And they look down on you, just like they look down on Jephthah, just because his mother was a harlot. But God used him to fight and defeat the children of Ammon. Glory to God. You know, it don't pay to look down on people and feel like you're better than they are. I could preach better than them. I could sing better than them. I could do this and that better than them. Hallelujah. But we have to learn, hallelujah, that we have to put those people up higher than us. Glory to God, because you don't know how God is going to use us. They defeated Jephthah, the children of Ammon.
Yes.
Even after they warred against them, God used Jephthah. He could have used somebody else, but he used Jephthah. And the word of God says he was a man of valor. Do you know that means something in the sight of God? He was a mighty man. Glory to God. And God chose him and used him. Glory to God. So it don't pay to look down on one another. God can use them just as well as he could use anybody else. Amen. And sometimes you want to discard certain ones, want certain ones out of the way. But my God, he has a plan, and he knows how to work the plan. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. They want you out of the way, but God will make a way and put you where he wants you to be. Amen. And these scriptures is a witness of what God can do. But don't make a vow if you're not planning on keeping it. Don't even open your mouth if you're not going to do it. If you know you're not going to do the will of the Lord, open your mouth. Hallelujah. And if you don't open your mouth, that's not sin. But if you open your mouth and say a vow unto the Lord that you're going to do such and so, and then you don't do it, that's sin. And the Bible tells you that is not sin if you don't open your mouth. And the Bible says, he that bridleth his tongue is the same as a perfect man. If you don't say nothing, you same as a perfect man. But you had some people, they just rattle off, I'll do this, I'll do that, and this and that, and they don't do anything. So it don't pay you to make a vow and break it. Keep your vow, whatever it is. Keep your vow. Keep your word. Keep your promise. Your word is your bond. That's what people go on. If you can't keep your word, you just got things messed up. And I tell you, don't pay to look down on nobody. I'm reminded I had a client, and the client was on drugs, and she was a little out of her mind. But she had a daughter, was a young daughter, I believe. She was about six or seven years old. And the girl was a genius. You hear me? I said she was a genius. But her mother was kind of messed up in her head and on drugs. Mm-hmm. And that girl's grandmother came in and bought that girl's papers in, all her papers, and said they skipped her. And they wanted to put her up in, I believe, about the seventh grade somewhere. Anyway, they wanted to put her in, skip some grades, put her up. The girl was doing geometry. Glory to God. She was doing stuff that I wasn't even doing. And every one of her papers was A, not B, not C, not A minus, not B plus. Every one of them was an A. And she told me that they wanted to skip her and put her up because she was a genius. So you can't look down on people and feel like you're better than they are. Even if they not say we better than they are, because we are not. We are all sinners saved by grace. And it was the mercy of God that saved each one of us. It was nothing we did so great that we should be, that the Lord should call us to be saved. It was God's mercy. Great is God's mercy. And gracious is the Lord toward us. Not that we did something so great, but God had mercy on us, and he could have mercy on them too. I don't care what they are. And this man was the son of a harlot. But look what God did through him. You see, so that proof goes to show you that God can do everything. Keep your vow. And if you made a vow unto the Lord, but you didn't keep it, you broke it. Maybe you broke it. Or maybe you fell short of the vow that you made, but you want to get it right. You want to get it straightened out. You want to get back on the right road. Hallelujah. Now is your opportunity. You can come to Jesus and give it to the Lord and let him work it out. As we about to go in prayer, give your heart to Jesus. Let the Lord know that you're sorry, that you failed him, that you didn't keep your promise. Let the Lord know that you are willing to try again. Hallelujah. And if you're not saved, God is still a merciful God. He can save you tonight. He can forgive you tonight. I don't care what kind of sin you might have committed. I don't care what kind of tragedy happened in your life that caused you to fail. God can have mercy tonight. He's a merciful God. As we bow our heads, dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, oh Lord, for forgiveness. We know you're able. We pray that you look on the souls of men. We pray that you shed your mercy, your grace, and your love, that you will touch right now, save to the uttermost, forgive sins, blot out of transgressions, have mercy tonight, save to the uttermost, fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to renew their vow in the name of Jesus. Help them, oh Lord, to renew their promise. Help them, oh Lord, to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, oh Lord, to get back to you, Lord, in the name of on them, Lord. Send mercy tonight, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Lift them up, oh, Lord. Forgive their sins. Blot out of their transgressions. First of all tonight, have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, draw them back to you, Lord. With your hands of love, have mercy, Jesus. Forgive, Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Oh, my God. We know you're able. You're able, God. You're merciful, God. Save to the uttermost. Jesus, name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will heal the sick and deliver the bound. We pray that you will answer our prayer, that you will hear our cry, that you will deliver tonight. Deliver, Lord. Save to the uttermost. We know you can do it. We believe your word tonight. We trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful tonight, oh Lord. We pray that you look on all those who are sick and afflicted, those who are cast down, those who are bereaved of their loved ones, those who are ill, those who are battling cancer, all types of sicknesses, all types of diseases. Have mercy, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Jesus, Jesus, hear our prayer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on your people, oh Lord. Look on the weak. Strengthen the weak. Give them courage. Help them, Lord, to overcome every situation going on in their lives. Help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Save, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. And dear Lord, we pray that you will help us to keep our vow to your will. Then we could call unto you and pray unto you. And you said you would hear and you would answer our prayer. And we believe you tonight. We take you at your word. And we thank you in faith. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Yes, Lord.
Bless and keep us, and we will give thy name the praise We will give thanks unto your name. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brought to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. I thank God for that anointed message, that on-time message. Mm-hmm. I thank the Lord for just speaking to us and ministering to us through this message on tonight. I can say with truth that this is the word from the Lord. And Lord knows we need to hear from the Lord
yes.
as often as possible, saying in her message, if you open your mouth unto the Lord, don't go back. Oh, glory to God. But keep
yes.
your vow. When we get in distress and we get in trouble, you know, people have a way of trying to make promises that they have no intention of keeping, or even that they think they can, and then they find out they can't. But in this message, as she began to bring it out, and I think about how Jephthah, he was looked down upon, he was cast
mm-hmm.
out, he was more like a castaway, but, you know, he went on with his life and became an adult, and he was a mighty man of valor. And this is what they knew about him, but they didn't want to be associated with him because of the
mm-hmm.
fact that he was a son of a harlot. But that didn't mean that God couldn't bless this man. Because the 29th verse says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. So if the Spirit of the Lord can come upon someone that others have frowned upon and looked down
all
on
right.
and cast out, you know, just because they did that or you received that type of treatment, you don't have to let that stop you from having a relationship with the Lord. Praise be to God. You also can be used by God. You know, but this goes with all of us. If we make a vow to the Lord, don't take it back. Don't take it back. Jephthah, he knew he had made this vow, and he uttered these words before God. He opened his mouth, and he said what he would do if God would do this for him.
Amen.
A lot of people, they say, Lord, if you heal me, I'll live for you. Lord, if you get me out of this situation,
mm-hmm.
I'll never turn back. I mean, this thing, they just say a whole lot of things.
Yes.
They stand right up in church and say these things.
Amen.
Make these things known. But then they turn and they take away, they take it back. But
yes.
don't take it back, but keep your vow. And
yes.
if you notice what he said, I cannot go back.
Cannot.
I said it to the Lord. I just can't. It doesn't matter that, you know, that was his only child. He was willing to keep his vow because God promised him the things that he asked for. God gave it to him, and he promised God, he uttered to the Lord that he would keep his vow. And
yes.
that's what he did.
Amen.
You know, so we have to be careful. You know, nobody can force us to make a vow to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, this is coming out of your mouth. If somebody try to make you make a vow and you know, keep it or don't plan to keep it, don't make that vow.
Oh, amen.
I thank God for the word of God. I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow the Lord to have his way in life. It was a beautiful message, very timely, and I encourage everyone listening to please take it under careful consideration. If you plan to make a vow to the Lord, make sure you don't take it back. Amen. At this time, we'll give way for remarks. If there's anyone on the line, we know Evangelist Kadeem is on there, but if any other on the line, clergy would like to have remarks, we are going to give way now for those remarks. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. And if you open your mouth unto the Lord, don't go back. And she encouraged us to keep our vow. And what a stirring message. And when she was preaching, it just took my mind back to the vows I made unto the Lord. And I remember I was 19 years old, and I told God if he did something for me, then I would give my life to him. And like she was saying, that, you know, God, he hears us when we make these vows. It's not like we're just saying these things to the air. God, he hears us, and he'll hold us accountable for the vows we made. And when God did what I asked him to do, it came back to my mind, what I vowed unto God. And I had to keep that vow, and I gave my life to the Lord because I said it. And, you know, this is, like she began to say, you know, and Vanessa Amin as well, and they just make vows in the heat of the moment, not really thinking about the consequences, not really thinking about what I'll have to do, you know, if when God delivers me, when God brings me out, when he does this, there's a second part that I have to do. You're not thinking about that. They just want to get out of the situation. But Jephthah, he kept his vow, and he didn't try to get out of it. He didn't try to finagle his way and try to say, well, you know, okay, well, the second thing, you know, well, maybe I'll just do this. But he told his daughter, I cannot go back. She brought him so low, his only child. And she, you know, I know Evangelist Maybell didn't read that part, but the daughter, she acknowledged that, you know, he made that vow unto the Lord. And she said, do to me whatever thou, you know, whatever you have vowed to God, do so to me. And he had to do what he said he would do. He said, I cannot go back, because he made that vow to the Lord. And if people were just that honorable to keep their vows these days, it's hard to find people that will keep their word. And, you know, it's a man even. But we have to keep our word to God. If we open our mouth to him, there's a record in heaven. How can we lie? How can we get out of it? We said it, and there's a record in heaven. We can't go back. Don't go back. I enjoyed the word of God tonight. It just, like I said, it just took my mind back to where when I first believed, and God did what I asked him to, which led me to see he's real. He hears us, and he'll give us what we ask him. We ask him, but we have to keep our part too. Thank God for the word. Say to Evangelist Maybell, you know, keep on preaching the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead. Praise God. Thank God for that very powerful anointed message that came on this evening. Amen. Open your mouth and keep your vow. Amen. If you open your mouth, keep the vow. Amen. I just thank God for the word of the man to encourage you back to continue to preach the word.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? If not, we do thank God for those beautiful remarks that we just heard coming from Evangelist Khadija and Cynthia. And again, thank God for that powerful message. It just makes you think about what God has done to you. You know, you have the vows that you made to the Lord, and you check yourself. Am I still keeping my vow to the Lord?
Yes. Amen.
Don't go back.
Amen.
And praise God. At this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Nate. God bless Evangelist Nate.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist. And I thank God once again for the word. And I was listening to the point that Evangelist Hameen brought out, where it says in the 29th verse, it says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead. Now, you know, sometimes people feel like you ain't this and you ain't that. And they feel like the Spirit of the Lord can't come upon you. But that's not so. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon his people. And
maybe you didn't keep your vow, but God's Spirit can still come upon you, and mm-hmm. He can make that wrong right. You see, people, they don't get into the Word like they should. They don't study the Word. Sometimes if something go wrong in your life, they say you not have the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. But you can't say that because you don't know what the reason is and why this happened to this one or why this happened to that one. You don't know. You're not God. God is God all by himself, and he can mm-hmm. pour his Spirit upon whomsoever he will. So we have to stop, get out of the judgment seat and let God do his own work. And mm-hmm. stop trying to do his work for him, because you don't know like he knows. As he said in his words, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways. So we have to let God be God and let him do what he wanted to do, because he can pour his Spirit about upon the person. It don't matter what happened in their life, because God can straighten it out. You see, you can't straighten it out, but the Spirit of God can straighten it out and make mm-hmm. it right. So I'm learning. I'm learning as I go. Every day we are learning. If we stay in his Word and continue to pray unto the Lord, we are learning. So that was a very important event that Hameen brought out, and I thank the Lord for it. And thank God for his Word. Thank God for this broadcast. We're not going to hold you any longer. But we intend to be back on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., and if that's all, we're going to say good night and God bless you.